Less than 24 hours after the White House announced that Attorney General John Ashcroft had resigned, today President Bush named his choice to take over the office. He is Alberto Gonzalez, current White House counsel and a longtime confidant of the president. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Alberto Gonzalez made history today, the first Hispanic American to be nominated as the nation's chief law enforcement officer.
His sharp intellect and sound judgment have helped shape our policies in the war on terror, policies designed to protect the security of all Americans while protecting the rights of all Americans.
Gonzalez's life story is the kind that the president and most everyone else can admire. Born into a poor Mexican-American family, Gonzalez first went to the Air Force Academy, but graduated from Rice University, then Harvard Law School. In Texas, he became a partner at a large corporate law firm, and when George Bush was elected governor, Gonzalez became his legal counsel, then Secretary of State, and for a year served on the Texas Supreme Court. When the governor came to Washington as president, Gonzalez became his most trusted legal advisor. But in the aftermath of September 11th, the legal advice that Gonzalez developed for the president became extremely controversial, and some of its key elements were overwhelmingly rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court last June, while other aspects are still under challenge in the lower courts. Gonzalez was responsible for developing the administration's policies on the treatment of prisoners, for developing a new definition of torture to allow more aggressive questioning of prisoners. He developed the policy that allowed the indefinite detention of American citizens deemed to be enemy combatants without charge or access to counsel. Gonzalez explained that policy this way.
Nothing in the law of war has ever required a country to charge enemy combatants with crimes or provide them access to counsel or allow them to challenge their detention in court.
Similarly, when it came to the detention of prisoners captured in Afghanistan, Gonzalez developed the policy that denied them prisoner of war status. In this, too, he asserted the president's actions were not reviewable by the courts.
What the president is doing with respect to the detention of foreigners in a foreign place like Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is an executive branch decision. The judicial branch has no role in that determination.
The Supreme Court, though, rejected that theory, declaring that the law of war is not a blank check, and ordering hearings for the Guantanamo prisoners and for Americans being held as enemy combatants. The court ordered more elaborate proceedings with a lawyer and the right to confront charges. While civil liberties groups predictably indicated today they would oppose the Gonzalez nomination, opposition began forming from less predictable quarters, the military legal establishment. Top legal brass in the Army, Air Force, and Navy say that Gonzalez deliberately left them out of developing policy on the treatment of prisoners because he knew they would oppose it. General Tim Cullen recently retired as Chief Judge of the U.S. Court of Military Appeals. He says the policies developed on Gonzalez's watch directly contradict established military and international law.
I think Mr. Gonzalez and others realized that the Judge at the General's Court would never sanction departures from the Geneva Convention or engaging in practices that what the common man would regard as torture. So I think that's why Mr. Gonzalez and others sought to get a safer opinion more to their liking, and they turned to Mr. Ashcroft's department for that and not the military.
Berkeley law professor John Yoo was the man at the Justice Department who wrote some of the most controversial memos on the treatment of prisoners, some of which have been dubbed the torture memos. But he contends that Gonzalez was working in uncharted waters.
I don't think it's fair to hang all these policies on Judge Gonzalez as one person. I think he did what his job, which was just to give legal advice.
When the Gonzalez nomination reaches the Senate for confirmation, Democrats and some Republicans will likely demand to see the 88 legal memos developed with Gonzalez as gatekeeper, memos that until now the administration has refused to provide. A fight over executive privilege could derail the nomination, but as Professor Yu notes, the president is probably at his most powerful moment right now.
The president just won a mandate, and the policies that Judge Gonzalez contributed to here were part of that election.
Senator Patrick Leahy, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, concedes the point.
In the Senate, they could probably propose a Till of the Hun and get him confirmed as Attorney General. I'm glad that they have not done that.
But Leahy indicated he and others will press for more disclosure and more accountability. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.